To begin with, I want to go directly to a phenomenal story that is ripped right out of the headlines. And it has to do with a video that surfaced this past weekend in which a Southern California high school teacher is heard slamming members of the military as, quote, the freaking lowest of the low. And he did that in a classroom rant to students in the video that was taken by a student evidently from under the desk, held the camera phone under the desk and took the video. It has now since gone viral. El Rancho High School history teacher Gregory Salcido, who also serves as an elected Pico Rivera City Councilman and was once mayor of that city as well, goes on to refer to those in the military as those who are failed students who had no choice but to serve. Listen to his direct quote. Think about the people you know who are over there. Salcido was heard saying, "Your freaking stupid Uncle Louie or whatever. They're dumb." And then he uses a word, of course, that we'll not use here on radio. "They're not high-level bankers. They're not academic people. They're not intellectual people. They're the lowest of our low." And then at one point, he's also heard questioning why military recruiters were allowed even to visit the high school. The student, of course, who shot the video, as I alluded to earlier, told news outlets that he shot the video during a government class at his high school. He also told CBS 2 in Los Angeles that he took out his cell phone when Salcido started lecturing another student who was wearing a Marine sweatshirt. The student who took the video said, "I was very angry." And of course, the video does not actually show the teacher as it was shot again from underneath the desk. It just has his voice very clearly heard on the video. Well, gentlemen, I want to go to this situation and use it as a springboard into what we talk about today, because one of the things which we as Bible-believing conservative evangelical Christians are often accused of is being bashers of certain things. We're accused of bashing the gays, bashing Muslims, bashing those on the left. But Sam, what we're talking about here with this situation, with this high school history teacher, this is a genuine form of bashing. And in my opinion, it is inexcusable in the United States of America and certainly in a high school government class. I'd love to have your thoughts.
Unfortunately, this is the bad thing about it. Unfortunately, I think all of us probably listening to this program would say this is not the first time we've heard of this. You know, because whether you have bashing or an attack, as an unprovoked verbal assault against a people or a group, which is the definition we're using, those verbal assaults towards the values that underpin this country, to those who believe in God, Dave, has been happening for a long time. I can remember it with one teacher in my public school classroom 40, 50, I can't count this high, 40 years
75
ago.
75 years ago, Sam.
But I'm telling you, it's been happening for a long time. And I think this just really brings it to light because the fact that the kid can now put it on video and it goes all around the world, it helps to bring it to light. But this kind of bashing is wrong for a lot of reasons. Number one, it has nothing to do with what the teacher's responsibility in the classroom is about. Number two, it really is a demonstration by an authority figure, of which a teacher is an authority figure. It's a demonstration of official disrespect, not only to students in the classroom, the one wearing the Marine shirt or whatever, or attacking those who are in the military. This isn't a fundamental attack across an unpatriotic in every way to our country, to those who are putting their life on the line. It's wrong. It's official disrespect. But I'm also going to put in here, Dave, anybody who does that not only bashes, which is very wrong and harmful. Dave, I submit that anyone who does this kind of thing on this kind of an issue is also an enabler of social unrest. They're an enabler to division within our nation. They are an enabler to discontent in the very things that threaten our nation, one nation under God. The only thing that holds us together in our pledge, one nation under God, this nation indivisible. That is an enabler, is an example of perhaps the worst kind of thing that we see in front of our children.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Sam, that you would bring that up and cite that this is obviously not the first time that this has happened, and it is a form of enabling divisiveness in our country. Tragically, Gary, this happens, as Sam is indicating, all too often in public education classrooms. In fact, my youngest daughter years ago, when she was in a class in our local community college, was the victim of something very similar with respect to Christians who were bashed by a professor in an English class. Now, I don't know what English class has to do with bashing Christians, and I certainly don't know what a public high school history class has to do with bashing those in the military. But the bottom line is this: it is happening. It is happening all too often. And it is absolutely, in my estimation, again, inexcusable in the United States of America. Gary, I know you have been involved in situations as a pastor for many, many years. Young people in your church have come to you on numerous occasions, I'm sure, where they've heard things like this. What is, in your opinion, the thing that should happen to this teacher for what he's done? Should he be fired?
Well, I don't have the time to elaborate on what I would like to say here, but he should be fired. He does not have the right nor the privilege of teaching young people. He's lost that right or privilege by what he has said. He should be fired.